For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Hi, everybody. My name's Allison Merton, and I'm a federal medical marijuana exemptee due to the chronic indications of chronic progressive multiple sclerosis, and I live in Canada.
Allison, you are a member of law enforcement against prohibition, are you not?
Yes, I am. Actually, Canada's only female member.
The situation that's going on up there, is it in Alberta where four RCMP cops were murdered?
Yes,
what's the truth of that story?
Well, the truth is, four RCMP cops were tragically killed at that particular location by a man who seems to be battling some issues that were far beyond what they originally portrayed in the media, which I think originally everybody blew it up and said it was a marijuana grow operation. People in LEAP found out that there were only 20 plants involved, and that people like myself that have federal licenses in Canada grow often up to five times that much for personal use. So this wasn't about a, you know, scheduled marijuana trafficking grow operation as a lot of the media portrayed it. It was about, again, four police constables that were killed tragically at this location, you know, doing waiting and surveillance and for something that I believe was originally stolen truck parts. Everybody remembers the 1930s when people like Al Capone ran, you know, the black market and literally guns were everywhere. And then as soon as regulation and taxation stepped in many years later, Al Capone and people like him were completely out of business. All of the violence ended when alcohol became legal.
Now, Allison, as a medical marijuana patient, a person with severe pain from MS... What might you tell those listening in the U.S.? This is a valid medicine, is it not?
Dean, I have an excruciating pain in my face associated with MS that I meant to mention earlier called Tic de la Rue that I've had for about 10 years, and I have it 24 hours a day. I've been on a regime of 32 pills a day and 2,000 milligrams of morphine for almost 20 years, but found marijuana about 12 years ago through doctors. Didn't realize until the last 5 years that I could eliminate two-thirds of my pills if I stayed with marijuana continuously. So again, my life is completely gone without it. I don't even have quality of life at all, Dean. And LEAP has just, again, leapt right into the future with this issue. We are constantly all over the world talking about, you know, legalizing drugs in all sorts, in all forms, because we don't want our children to have them anymore. We don't want the black market to be running it anymore. As a sick person, I personally don't want to be shopping in the black market. I think that's absolutely unacceptable in this day and age.
I'm asking you, my dear listeners, to please realize that by your silence, you accept this situation. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.